Quote episode number 98. Today is the 16th of February 2021, and I'm your host, Crystal. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it with today's topic, exception. A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence. My friends and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2? Question mark. Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. Okay, let's get to it. The term exception is used to refer to any type of event you want to handle with a try, catch. It is an exception to the normal flow of control in your program, but in some cases it cannot be considered a bug at all. The term is also used in cases where the exception cannot be considered an error in all, such as in the case of a code error. You can define an exception as an event that occurs when a program deviates from its normal execution path. Sometimes you may consider exceptions as another way to organize your program, or as part of the normal flow of control in the program. An exception handler is a piece of code that is used to handle an exception gracefully. This can range from running out of virtual memory to trying to read from an empty stack or open an invalid file without reading it. For the rest of this article, the terms exception and catch are used interchangeably. The try statement may have the ability to specify a handler for different exceptions, but the handler only handles the exception that occurs in the corresponding try clause. If the class of the clause is the same class as the base class of this clause, it is compatible with the exception. While clauses listing derivative classes are incompatible with base classes, or clauses listing derivative classes are incompatible with exceptions, the last clause can omit the name of the exception to serve as a placeholder, and the first clause as a base class. Once you understand what exceptions and what they are used for in Java programs, it's time to learn how. You can treat exceptions in a general way, or you can create a group of exceptions and use special exception types to distinguish them and treat them in a specific way. This method starts exceptions based on their group or generic type and specifies one exception per superclass in the catch statement. Errors discovered during execution are called exceptions and are not necessarily fatal. You will soon learn how to handle them in a Python program, and you will soon learn how to handle them in Java. The types in this example are zero division error, name error, and type error. These types are output as part of the message. The string printed with the exception type is the name of a built-in string, in exceptional cases that have occurred. Each exception is of a different type, so the type in our example is zero division error, name error, and type error. This does not have to apply to custom exceptions, although it is a useful convention. This is true if the exception is built-in, but it does not have to be a custom exception, as the useful conventions do. When a function is declared, an exception specification is provided to limit the type of exception that the function can trigger. Exceptions can be triggered by specified standard functions of the library or by exceptions that indicate the presence of a particular exception. There is a catch clause corresponding to the types of the exception object, and for the exceptions to be caught, there must be a throw expression in the call block of a function called from the try block. All errors resulting from handling exceptions are handled by std, exception and the standard library exception handler, std. Exception, if a legal argument exception is not enabled, the method need not be marked as checked, and you can use the throw keyword to check timeout exception so that the caller to this method knows how to handle it. If you do not want your exceptions to be handled by others, or if you want to create an exception yourself, you need to familiarize yourself with the throws keyword. This feature simplifies your code, as you can handle more than one exception with a single catch block. Simply put, the above code cannot eject a verified exception, and even if it does, you do not have to eject it again because the signature is marked as a throw-out clause. Try to understand the difference between a throw and the throw keyword. Throw is used to shift the handling of a checked exception, and throw can be used without explicitly mentioning the exception. You can throw a newly created one or just use a captured exception by using the throw keyword. If your method does not process verified exceptions, you can declare it as an exception check method by using the throw keyword, just as you do with throw. The catch statement contains the declaration of the type of exception you want to catch, and if the types of exceptions that occur are listed in the catch block, you can pass the exception as an argument to pass as a method parameter. This is all for today, guys. My name is Crystal and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Backquote and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.